Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This day has become even more interesting because as we have all been feeling, and I love S's story from Buckhead about Cobb County Police not even writing tickets because everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to do it. We are all feeling and reeling from what we saw yesterday because it just didn't feel right. It just everything was like, am I right? Am I watching this right? Like, it just doesn't feel right. Okay, they'll get it going. And nothing got going. So the news today from Raheem Morris, who spoke to the media about 45 minutes ago, is that Zach Robinson is going to be on the field versus being up in the booth. Now, if you're wondering, okay, well, what's the move? Why is this move happening? Understand there have been miscues and miscommunications, okay, from both, whether it be Zach to the quarterback, whether the headset's not working or the earpiece and the helmet, whatever the hell's going on. But the fact is we've had too many clock blunders already early in the season where either the play call's not getting in, as one of our listeners said, and I agree with this, the offense is moving kind of slow. We're just getting to the line of scrimmage. Let's go! Let's move. Let's get some oomph.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Some
urgency.
I saw that too.
Yes.
Yeah, from Barry J. I think it's Barry.
Yes.
Pardon me if it's not.
It is. Let's go, John. We got to move. Well, let's get this offense moving.
The very first thing I'm doing, and I'm not an offense coordinator, obviously, and I don't want to be, but the very first thing I'm doing, if I am, is I'm sitting down with my quarterback and I'm saying, what do you do well and how do I make that happen?
Should have done that.
Right. But that's not what Zach Robinson's doing. Zach Robinson is sitting down saying, this is what I want to run. You have to do it well. He's doing it backwards. And he's putting his quarterback in a way, but I don't, yeah, but you're, this is about me. It's about my system. It's about the way I want to do things. This is what I think is going on. That plus the fact that as much as I do like Ra, and I really do, and I was really hoping that he was going to be the right hire, there are times where I'm not sure he's like Snit. It's like Snit in the dugout. It's like, let's put Verdugo in. Where the hell is Verdugo? Where is it? Does anybody know where he is? Okay. Oh, wait. There's a clock in baseball? He doesn't know what's going on. You're not paying attention? I don't think that there's times where Raheem is like, I don't know, he's wondering, he's thinking about, you know, the post-game party or something. It's like, dude, are you paying attention? And when you lose the locker room in that regard, when you lose the fans in that regard, you start to lose. That's why I'm saying, you know, the old John Feinstein book, you know, Season on the Brink about Bobby Knight?
Yes.
It's called a Season on the Brink. We're three games in. It's already there. It's a Season on the Brink. This is why they're doing what they did after 4 o'clock today, why they made those announcements. They're panicking because they could lose the season.
Let's hear Raheem Morris talk about the benefits of Zach Robinson being on the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach can, you know, kind of get across down in the field. You know, that's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, you know, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well. I think all would be helpful, and that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
You asked, John. You said, "What are they? What do they tell Mr. Blank? What happened yesterday?" That's that. There you go. There you go. That's it. Let me ask you this too. By the way, K. Corey hits me up social media, and he says, "Dukes, does going back to not playing in the preseason matter with Penix?"
No. No, I don't think it does. I think this isn't, okay? Because, again, you're not going to get the same defensive looks. What they're doing is they wouldn't have shown you anything in the preseason. It wouldn't have been stunning.
Well, what about the communication issues?
Well, the communication issues, I think, really are less. The communication issues, to me, okay, this is to me. The communication issues are that Zach Robinson wants to run his system, which is designed and complicated and requires, you know, quite a bit of actual playing knowledge by a veteran quarterback.
Oh, you mean like Kirk Cousins?
Like Kirk Cousins. This is why I said that Rob made a big mistake, in my opinion, by immediately answering the question at the end of the game yesterday. No, Michael Penix is our starting quarterback. First off, there's places, I know I'm getting over here, but there's places for coach speak that actually work, and the coach speak there should have been, we assess every position every week, and we'll see, you know, based on injury and performance on how we proceed forward, or some crappy answer like that, okay? Some non-answer. Because if Kirk Cousins does, in fact, give you a better chance to win, then you have no choice but to do that, okay? This is not a popularity contest. We are not in the business of developing Michael Penix into a system quarterback that fits Zach Robinson's system at the moment. We've got to win games now. And, you know, because otherwise, again, season on the brink. This is about saving the season, and not just about saving jobs, because, we get to week 17 and we look back and say, you know, it was like last year. We didn't make the quarterback change soon enough. They don't make changes soon enough. They wait too damned long. We all screamed that there should have been a quarterback change right after the Denver game. And they waited too long. They're doing it again. They're dragging their feet because they're afraid to admit that they made a mistake here or there.
All right.
Because
Hold on, because I got somebody who wants to talk to you here in just a minute. I think he's going to call in, and he said I gotta chime in on this. So we'll get him here in just a second. As you were talking about this, and I know the question was, did the preseason have anything to do? We're 3 weeks in, about to be week four. Did the preseason not playing our quarterback or communicating with our OC and all the things that we're seeing seemingly be an issue, why this offense is not moving the way it should?
Again, he wouldn't have seen the stunts that he's seeing. They're confusing him. They're bringing safeties. The reason that Kyle Pitts and Drake London have been opened on the seam in the middle of the field is because the other defensive coordinators know that Michael Penix's head clock is going off so fast by them bringing safeties up and shooting linebackers into run gaps to try to stop Bijan Robinson. Look, it's basic football, guys, and that he has only one read, and he's trying to make a hero throw to the one read that they're going to cover with press coverage.
All right.
That's why so many balls are sailing on him. It's that simple.
So the communication is just as far as the comfort level would not have been better, and that's really the question.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Not my opinion.
And that's
I think the playbook. I think the playbook is wrong.
Oh well, I don't disagree. That's obvious.
So yeah, we've just been reinforcing a wrong playbook.
I think that's obvious in the way that they're not moving the football effectively.
Right.
Danny, you disagree with that? Is he there?
Well, you kind of touched on it. My issue was that going back to the communication thing in preseason was the fact that, and you kind of already touched on it. I do feel like the communication could have been addressed because he needs those type. Granted, we don't know that would have happened in a preseason game, but still, like, it just feels like there was no preparation for thinking ahead of what happens in these type of situations, and then he looks so scrambled throughout. It just seems like it threw him off the rest of the game.
No, it certainly did. John, today's show is attracting a lot of various folks that are either connected with this radio station or some who are not. I'm hearing from people all over across the landscape as far as media and other folks. And it apparently somebody's on the line that wants to talk to you about not panicking in the way that you are. His name is Mark Zeno.
No, Mark.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
The season is not on the brink. The season is not on the brink. That is hyperbole. That is silly. They're 1-2. Their season is not on the brink. Okay, they have everything in front of them that they need to accomplish. We can pump the brakes on that. But today's developments are significant because I think it signals two things with Zach Robinson going down to the field. Number one, okay, it is Raheem Morris is telling us that the Michael Penix timeline for being a, let's call it a franchise quarterback or developing into a high-level quarterback that can produce results is being sped up. Now, I think that, John, is where you're, when you talk about organizationally, like, hey, we got to make sure we get this right, you know, or we don't want to have to walk this back. There's not a lot of room for Michael Penix to play at a mediocre level and grow because of the pressure from the organization. I don't think the season is on the brink, but I think in the philosophical sense, Michael Penix has got to start playing better, and he can't play the way he played last week again. And so the point is that you're asking, Zach, what do you need? Like, Mike, what do you need? Well, I need him down on the sideline so I can talk to him one-on-one, so I can be on the same iPad as him and go over plays so we can have communication, you know, when we're on the field together and things can be smoother and we're not getting a delay of game penalty coming out of a timeout due to headset or any other variety issues. I think that's one. But number two, I think this also kind of puts Zach Robinson squarely in the crosshairs, because if this change doesn't produce better, more consistent results, that means his job security is there.
Correct.
Because
I agree. That's why this week. But let me ask you a question, Mark, because the way I read this, and maybe you read it differently.
And by the way, real quick, John, Mark was at the presser today,
So you can speak to this directly. It strikes me, and you can tell me about the tone. It strikes me that when I heard this, it's like maybe we should try this. Maybe we should try this.
I don't think it was like just a, hey, let's give this a shot because, you know, we want. I think it's by design that this is the way they want to do it. Rod did mention that, you know, he's had other guys do it that way. It's a smoother system. You know, this is what he thinks is best for the team. I don't think it's just a, hey, let's give it a shot. Like, you know, when I tweeted out that he was moved down to the sidelines, a buddy of mine just said, well, that'll fix it. Like, I get that sort of logic. It shouldn't net that much of a difference in reality, but sometimes it does. But I think when you're talking about a young quarterback, right, and you're talking about one that they have put so much stock in to be the guy, and we have to remember, nobody wants to remember, it's not year two. It's a third of the way into year one.
Correct. It's a sixth start. That's correct. We pointed that out, Mark. That is part of this growth process, this nurturing that has to happen with Michael Penix. Go ahead.
But I do think it's on an accelerated curve at this point in time, because to John's sort of point, again, it's not season on the brink, but it's just very much philosophically, this has to hit. And we need to know it's going to hit. And there is sort of, panic's not the right word, there's sort of this anxiety about knowing sooner rather than later. And I think that's part of this whole thing. And Ry even said it because I asked him, like, this is a huge litmus test week for Michael Penix.
No doubt.
He didn't win games. He didn't play this. He's never played this bad, period. Like, we haven't seen Michael Penix play this bad since Indiana, for crying out loud. Like, so this is a spot here where the bounce back has got to be significant. Even if they don't win the game, in the big picture, you need Michael Penix to ball out and play well and respond well, because that's the leader of your team. That's the guy you put a C on his chest 3 games into his career, which should never happen, right? Bad move organizationally to slap a C on his chest. Different conversation. But the point is, like, you're putting all that on him. He's got to produce in this moment coming forward that there is life behind this guy that is going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To lead this franchise going forward.
Don't disagree. Yeah,
That's the only disconnect here. I think the only disconnect, or not the disconnect, the only thing that Mark makes a lot of great points here, how we see this thing is that, well, I think there's some of this on Michael Penix. I think it's incumbent upon the offensive coordinator to put Michael Penix in a position where he can win, and I don't think he has. So that makes it a coaching problem, and less, to me, more coaching, less Penix. But so I can understand where some people would say it's more on Penix and less on the coaching.
No, it's all coaching. And we're going to dive into this at 5 o'clock. Zeno, appreciate
you. Thanks, Mark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Oh! Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.